We said that today we're going to deal with the heterim of Yichud, the heter of Ba'il Be'ir, the heter of Ishto Imo, and the heter of Pesach Pasuach. And then, either, probably next time, we'll try and close all of the of the missing links after we've seen basically that which exists within the sugyos. So in terms of Ba'il Be'ir, we have the Gemara on the Pei Aleph Amar Aleph Amarav Malkin Al HaYichud Ve'en Osrin Al HaYichud, that we pointed out that is only by Yichud Pnuya Yichud Eishes Ish, we don't need Motzilaz Al Baneha. And then the concept of Malki Umachris, that we're dealing with Yichud as opposed to that which is worse than Yichud. And then we have the application of my rabba, Ba'ala Ba'ir, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. Ba'ala Ba'ir, Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. So Rashi learned the Gemara as we just did and linked this statement with the previous statement. Ein Choshishin Mishum Yichud. Rashi points out the halkos, the mistifimibal, hashta asi. That in terms of the previous sugya that dealt with malkos, that doesn't exist. But what is mashma from Rashi, at least to Tosfos? That lechatchila, it's still aser. That we still have an iser lechatchila, even if ba'ala ba'ir, but it's a weaker iser and would not have a punishment of Makas Mardus. However, Tosus himself, and you saw the Rambam, hold that what? What is this din of Ba'ala Ba'ir? It's Mutar L'Chatzchila. We have a Machokas we've shown him as to whether we're dealing with a weakened Yichud, a Yichud which is still Aser, but which does not bring along with it Malkos, or we're dealing with a Heter of Yichud. But there's also a second machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam that I think may be connected to the first one as well. What would be that machlokas be? Listen to the language of the Rambam. In Terek Kafbez. Halacha Ches. Sorry. I'm sorry, Ochi Yud Beis. Eishes ish shehaya ba'ala ba'ir, eina chosheshes li'yichud, mipnei she'emas ba'ala aleha. Rashi, ein chosheshem yishud lehalkos, demistifi mi'ba'al hashta asi. What does it appear would be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, leaving aside the issue as to whether we have over here an Iser L'chatchila or a Heter Gamur? Rambam says, Eishes isha haya ba'ala ba'ir, eina chosheshes li'yichud, mipnei she'emas ba'ala aleha. The Tam, Nachon. In other words, that the Rashi speaks about Mistifi Mibal Hashta Asi, and the Rambam speaks about Emas Ba'aleha Aleha. Emas Ba'aleha, Emas Ba'ala Aleha. What's the difference in terms of the two? Rashi is dealing with what, in other words, if you want to translate it into English, according to Rashi, what over here is the Tam? That Ba'ala Ba'ir is a factor? Fear. Fear, right? Mistafe is fear. According to the Rambam, Emas Ba'ala Aleha. I'm aware that one could translate Ema in as fear, but that normally we would translate as Pachad, like Rashi says, Mistafe. What does Ema refer to? What could Ema refer to? What? Awe. Again, doesn't mean that she's in awe of her husband, but what is Emas Ba'ala Aleha, what could that refer to? What is clear to her?
Respect.
In other words, her status as Eishes Ish. That the fact that her husband is in town, that reminds her of her status. She is not Shirley, she's Mrs. Robinson. She is a married woman. In other words, it gives her a certain standing. And that itself, in other words, would serve as that which would impact on her behavior. Yitachin, the two machlokes that we mentioned are intertwined with one another. Namely, that what's the difference between aim, in other words, mistifi mi baal hashta asi and aimas ba'ala aleha. I mean, could you link the ta'amim with the fact that according to Rashi, we have over here an iser of a lower nature. We have an iser l'chatchila, while according to the Rambam, we have a heter gamur.
I guess maybe according to Rashi, this is still a concern that there's going to be...
In words, according to Rashi, you know, it's, she's playing Russian roulette. And so people have a fear that maybe they're going to get shot, but doesn't keep them from playing necessarily Russian roulette. Namely, it lowers the probability that something actually is going to occur, and therefore there's not going to be makas mardus because it's less. In other words, there's less of a reason to fear that the yichud would bring about that slippery slope. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, it's not a question of less of a possibility, but rather we're dealing over here with a mindset. It's a mindset that's going to keep her in a status of heter. In other words, but as Jason pointed out, yitachin that there are other nachkiminas as well. I mean, one nachkimina would be the basic machlokas as to whether we have over here a heter or simply a weakened iser. But can you think of cases where this din of yichud would be still, you know, it's the het, you know, it's that the Rambam's Ba'ala Be'ir would apply while Rashi's wouldn't? Okay, so in other words, what Jason mentions is, let's say, in other words, that the husband is far away, that she knows, you know, it's bala ba'ir, but the ear, it could take a half hour to get across the ear, and you know, it's, and she just spoke to him on the phone, and he's home. All right, so in a chenami, he's ba'ir, but even if he were to leave immediately to where she is, there would be a half hour. That would be a nafgamina, that according to Rashi, there would be no such heter. According to the Rambam, my nafgamina, the ema, her status is the same. In a similar vein, what if she was in a place where he didn't know where she was? Namely, it's not as though she was at work. It's not as though she was in the park. She decided to go to a part of town that she's never been previously. So my nafgamina, according to Rashi, the Ba'ala Ba'ir, there's no mistafe. He has no idea where she is. Mashen, according to the Rambam, Ba'ala Ba'ir is a reality. Or, what if the husband is blind? So according to Rashi, you know, there's, you know, there would be no heter of Ba'al Ba'ir. There's no mistafe that he's going to see her. He can't see her. Ma'ashein Kain, according to the Rambam, Ba'al Ba'ir has nothing to do with fear. It has to do with status. Yes, Yisrael.
According to the explanation of the Rambam, why would he have to be in the city? Why would that matter where he is?
In other words, there's a concept of far from distance can create certain illusions. In other words, the fact that a husband's presence is real in the city creates more of a mindset of a married woman than someone whose husband would be on the other side of the world, someone whose husband is off on a business trip. Someone knows that, again, in terms of simply her own inner mechanisms of loyalty to a husband, that there would be such a difference. Psychologically, there would be a difference. Okay, Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of whom? Of the Rambam or the...
Rambam.
or Rashi of the Rambam, right? Okay, so we would say that Baal Ba'ir is irrelevant if he knows where she is, irrelevant at how far away he is, irrelevant at whether he can see or he can't see. We have this heter of Baal Ba'ir. But then there is a diuk in the Rambam that I think is, that I heard in the name of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and I think it's a very, very valid diuk. Eishes ish haya Baal Ba'ir eina chosheshes liyichu neisha emas Baal Aleha. If we would compare that, I'm sorry, does anyone here have the Shulchan Aruch in front of them? I forgot to photostat it.
Someone has those other things in the back.
What?
Those other things in the back.
I think it's in the back of these Gemaras. Ah, excellent. Okay. Thank you very much. So, right, the language Shulchan Aruch in Sifches is Isha Shebaala Ba'ir Ein Choshishin Lehisiached Ima Neshe Emas Ba'aleha Aleha. In other words, so it converges with the Rambam in terms of the reasoning of Emas Ba'ala Aleha. But the formulation of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch differ. Again, I'll just read the two. But by the Rambam, it speaks about Eishes Ish Shehaya Bala Ba'ir Eina Choshesh LeYichud. In the Shulchan Aruch, Isha Shebala Ba'ir Ein Choshesh LeHisyached Ima Mipnei Emas Bala Aleha. Who is the subject of the Heter? The reason for the Heter is Emas Bala Aleha. Who is the subject of the Heter? In the Rambam, Eishes Ish. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the anonymous man who is with her. Namely, that according to the Rambam, it appears it's a heter for her, but it's still an iser for the man. In other words, namely, that if we have two people working in an office, the woman is Baila Ba'ir, and there is also a man with her, and the office is locked. So she has no Iser of Yichud because Emas Ba'ala Aleha. But according to Rambam, what could very well be? In terms of he still has to call his Rav, what do I do in this situation? Masha'enken, according to the Machaber, Isha Sheba'ala Ba'ir, Choshehin L'Siyached Ima. There's no problem of his being Misiyached with her. Neisha Emas Ba'ala Aleha. Namely, according to the Rambam, again, we're dealing with an inner feeling that she has. So she has no Iser of Yichud, but a man would still have an Iser of Yichud with her, unless she specifically informed him, Ba'ali Ba'ir. While according to the Shulchan Aruch, the fact that she knows that Ba'ala Ba'ir means that she's Muteret, and he's Muter to be Misyached with her. The Rambam fits in very nicely with a Gemara in Nazir. There's a Gemara in Nazir, that on Daf Kaf Gimel, that if a person intended to eat Basar Chazir, and it turned out that it was Basar Taleh, then he requires Kapara. When someone goes into a non-kosher restaurant and orders a non-kosher meal, and he is served a kosher meal, he still requires Kapara, because his intent was to eat a non-kosher meal. So even though this man finds himself in a situation which HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows is Mutter, because Baal Ba'ir, but he's not aware of that. So if he's not aware that Baal Ba'ir means that he is over an Iser of Yichud, he requires Kapara. Then it would still be Aser for him. In other words, that she would have to tell him, just be aware that my husband's in town. Then, in other words, we would have a heter for the man as well. But the fact that it happens that the husband is in town, according to the Rambam, would not be a heter for the man as well. Again, I don't. The diuk, I think, is a meaningful diuk. Okay, this is what we have over here in terms of the nature of the heter, Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. We paskin like the Rambam that it's mutar lechatchila because of Ema, and then the only question is who is mutar? Only her, or the man as well? Shulchan Aruch paskin is the man as well. And then the Gemara continues with the story of Rav Bibi. in which we have a situation of Baila Ba'ir and still Rabibi was Koshesh Mishum Yichud. And the Gemara says, Shaini Rabibi Deshush Benise Havai V'Gai Sabe. What principle is learned out by all the Rishonim from this Gemara? That even though we have a heter generally of Baila Ba'ir, it wouldn't extend to a man who has libo gaspa, who has that degree of familiarity with her. Namely, that the degree of familiarity would reduce the awareness, would reduce that mindset that she has, or according to Rashi, also would reduce the in other words, even the mistafi would be weakened by the familiarity with the individual. Okay, that's what we have on Baila Ba'ir. Yes? Okay.
All of Yerushalayim is considered Ba'ir.
Again, according to Rashi, that's what he pointed out. According to Rashi, that we would have to quantify it in terms of how long it would take for him to get to her.
Current amounts of work. It'd have to be like 5-10 minutes.
Right, or so that you're dealing with an ear, you know, where it's like I don't know, Satmar. You know, it's in Europe. It's not a classic, not modern day city. Mashen, according to the Rambam, that we're dealing with a knowledge, you know, with an awareness, a mindset of the woman. So, Baila Ba'ir would be that simply they're living together. That he and she are basically currently in a situation of husband and wife, as opposed to if he were to be on a business trip, as opposed to if she were to be on a business trip, etc.
And here, let's say your husband works in a city right next door, so technically it's a different name of the city, but that's still called.
That's a good question. You know, that I realize applies even in Eretz Yisrael, where Bnei Brak and Ramat Gan and Tel Aviv sort of merge one into the other. You know, where there's no tefilas haderech, there's no empty spaces between. It's simply it's one long urban sprawl. It's a good question. According to the Rambam, I would tend to assume that would be the heter of Baila Ba'ir, even if the ear she lives in Bnei Brak and she works in Ramat Gan, it would still be Baila Ba'ir. Okay, then we have in the Mishnah, back on Daf Pei Amadeis, according to our Girsa of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Ish Echad Misyached Im Shtei Nashim Bizman She'ishto Imo. We simply have over here a technical machlokas between the Gra and Tosfos as to whether there is a necessity. If you want a pasuk like Rabbi Shimon, do we have to change the girsa of the Mishnah and turn this into a statement of a Tanakama, of a Rabbanan, or can we leave the Mishnah as Rabbi Shimon and simply say, well, we have Gemaras that back up Rabbi Shimon, and so even though classically when Rabbi Shimon would be a Das Yachid, and maybe now we're close to Lag BaOmer, so Rabbi Shimon, Kedai Lismo Cholav B'Shas HaTchak, but it wouldn't be a Lechatchila over here, you don't have to change the girsa and simply say that we pass like Rabbi Shimon. That's what the Gra points out. However, the question is in terms of the hekef of this halacha. And under what circumstances do we apply the heter of ishto imo? So, in what case does the Mishnah apply it, and in what case does the Rambam apply it? So within the Mishnah, what are we dealing with?
Two women.
Right, that normally a man with two women we say is yichud because daitan kalos. Right? However, if we have a situation of ishto imo, then that solves the issue that allows a person to be misyachid even with two nashim. Okay. However, if we're dealing with one woman and two men. One woman and two men. So according to the Mishnah, and according to most Rishonim, what's the halacha? She's muteret without ishto imo. One woman with two men. We say that there are two. Nowadays we have ksherim. There are people that are ksherim. There are boshim zemizeh. And that would be mut. You don't need ishto imo when we're dealing with one woman and two men. You only need ishto imo when we're dealing with one man and two women. However, we saw that one woman and two men is usur according to whom? A Rambam, right? That the Rambam says that isha achas v'gvarim harbe is usur, that nowadays we don't have the ksherim, we assume everyone is a parutz. And so the Rambam says that if we have a case of, let's say, one woman and ten men, that's usur, right? Unless ishto of one of those men is with him. In other words, if we have one woman with ten men, so which according to Rambam is usur, but ishto of one of those ten men is there, then the entire situation of yichud is mutar. And on this Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Tur, who asks, why in the world should that be? It's clear that the man whose wife is in the room, he's not going to start up with that other woman. But what in the world does that have to do with all the other men in the room? Why, if you have one woman with ten men, and one of those men happens to have a wife there, we say that's not a problem of yichud. The wife is shomer on her husband. What does it have to do with the rest of the people in the room? Namely, the ishto imo seems to go far beyond that. What in the world is going on?
It's not that the one woman is the wife of someone.
No, we're dealing with, again, ishto imo.
Right, so why isn't it not nashim harbe? But nashim harbe, it's
when we have a nashim harbe and nashim harbe, that's not yichud.
That's what this is now. It's like, if once you have this other man's wife, so now there's two women there, and ten men, that's a nashim harbe and nashim harbe.
Now, that, firstly, we haven't yet defined, you know, that we left as an open question. Is two considered to be harbe? What's the din of two and two? That we'll talk about Pineda next time. That's an open question. But the but assuming that two and two would be generally osur. But here, if one of those happens to be ishto imo, one of them is married to one of the men, that's going to take away the state of yichud from everyone. From everyone. So what's going on over here? What is clear, namely, that what the Rambam did was he expanded tremendously the whole heter of ishto imo. Now, what is the heter of ishto imo according to the Rambam? Not only does she prevent her husband from znut, but right. In other words, the moment that we have one individual who will not be mezana, then we'll assume the others will not be mezana as well. If you have one kosher, right, one who will not be mezana, all the others will fall into line.
Isn't that Rav Shimon's opinion in the first place? Because he said shtei nashim. You understand that shtei nashim. So you got the same question on Rav Shimon.
In other words, Rabbi Shimon Omer Av Ish Echad Misyachid Im Shtei Nashim.
So what about the other woman? Maybe, why shouldn't?
No, but it's Manshe Ishto Imo. Ishto Imo will keep that man. In other words, we have one man.
Yeah.
It'll keep him on the straight and narrow.
There's only one man.
Namely, that which we said last time, if you call the name of Rav Moshe, that if a man is with two women, one of with whom he's allowed to misyach, and the man is with his mother and a stranger, so the moment that there's not going to be znut with one, there's not going to be znut at all. So we said that's Rav Moshe's chiddush. Really, that's the Rambam. That's what the Rambam is saying. That's the din of ishto imo according to the Rambam. And we saw that the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber paskins like the Rambam, the Ramah paskins like most Rishonim, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that as long as we have one man who is being held back because of ishto imo, that takes away the Isur Yichud from all the other individuals, because we assume that his behavior is going to set the standard in the room. Okay. So within the world of ishto imo, if we learn, like most Rishonim, that when you have one woman and many men, then there is no iser. So then there's no expansion of ishto imo. But it only applies to, as we pointed out, when you have one man with many women, then ishto imo will be a ma'akev. However, when we paskin like the Rambam, like the Machaber, And then we have an extension of Ishto Imo, that the moment that one man is being impacted by the fact that his wife is present, then that will take away the Isur of Yichud and all the other men as well. But what is clear, according to everyone, is that even though Ba'ala Ba'ir and Ishto Imo L'chora are the same type of heter, the same general principle of Shmira, but by Ba'ala it's sufficient to be Ba'ir, and by Ishto we require Imo. I mean, L'chora, the fact that Ishto Ba'ir would not be sufficient. I'm aware that there is a Beis Shmuel that I sent you to in Siman Kaf Beis that said that just like there's a heter of Ba'ala Ba'ir, there's a heter of Ishto Ba'ir, but no one says that. In other words, no Rishon says that, etc. It's clear that the terminology is a very different terminology. L'chora, though, this should depend upon the previous Rashi and the Rambam that we learned. Namely, if we learn like Rashi, that the heter of Ba'ala Be'ir is built on what? On mistafe, on fear, so it should be a two-way street. The same way that she's afraid that he's going to pop up, he should be afraid that she's going to pop up. And that would be, Chora, is what the Beis Shmuel says, that Beis Shmuel is based on Rashi. However, if we're learning like the Rambam, that Ba'ala Ba'ir gives a woman a certain awareness of her marital status, that doesn't have to be a two-way street. Right? That could be that, in other words, that the Ema of a woman feeling her status is enough to have Ba'ala Ba'ir. The Ema of a man relating to his status is only if Ishto Imo, not necessarily Ba'ir. Yes? Right. In other words, according to Rashi, right. In other words, right. You would have to combine the mistafe of Rashi with the heter. Right. You're correct. Right. Okay. So in any case, you're right. In other words, that the Beis Shmuel still is a da'as yachid. In other words, so from this perspective that we just said, Ba'ala Ba'ir is much more overriding than Ishto Imo. Right? In other words, the Ba'ala Ba'ir is a much broader heter than Ishto Imo. However, there is an area in which Ishto Imo would be more overriding than Ba'ala Ba'ir. What situation is that? Where will we find that Ishto Imo would apply to situations that Ba'ala Ba'ir would not help us with? Excellent. Libo Gaspa. We saw that Ba'ala Ba'ir is overridden by Libo Gaspa. What about Ishto Imo? So the Rambam over there in Perek Kafbeis Halacha Ches points out Afilu Ish She'isko Umalachto Im Nashim Aser Lo L'Hisyached Im Nashim. Right, that this is a person that because of his profession we have libo gaspa. Keitzad yase yitasek imohen ve'ishto imo. That ishto imo would override libo gaspa. So ishto imo on one hand is less of a heter than Ba'ala Ba'ir. On the other hand, it's more of a heter than Ba'ala Ba'ir. Namely, that in terms of the in terms of the proximity, we say that the aim of the Baal spreads farther than Ishto. Ishto yinidavke imo, and Ba'ala Ba'ir is sufficient. But in terms of the situation of Gaspa, so there, the aim of the husband would fall off, while the Ishto imo, that would still be a preventative for misbehavior, even in Flibo Gaspa. Okay, so those are two heterim that we find, one in the Gemara and one in the Mishnah. And then, the third heter that we find is in terms of Pesach Pasuach. Right? The Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph Amad Aleph points out, after the Gemara said that Amar Rava Ba'ala Ba'ir, En Choshim Yishim Yichud, Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach pasuach rishus harabim ein choshishin mishum yichud. So over here, what we have to define are basically three terms. What is Pesach? What is pasuach? And what is rishus harabim? And only when we have the three coordinates that fit in are we going to have a heter of Pesach pasuach. So what is a petach? I sent you to a Rashi in Sukkah, Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Rambam in Hilchos Machavos Asuras. What exactly is a Pesach? Excellent. That it could be a door or a window, each of them serving a different function. Namely, Rashi in the world of in Sukkah, when he speaks about the issue as to whether there is going to be yichud in a sukkah. So we pointed out that the petach is the fact that there are only three walls, that there is a petach, that there is a door. There's a petach which is open to Rishus HaRabim. On the other hand, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when it deals with the issue of Stam Yenam and Yayin Nesach, it deals with Achda V'dasha. It deals with even though the door was closed, but there was a biza bedasha, there was a window in the wall that from which one could see. So we have these two types of petach. We have the window that allows ri'ia, and we have the delet that allows for entrance, that allows for a surprise entrance at any point in time. That's in terms, so we have two definitions of Pesach. What about Pasuach? In terms of a window, what does Pasuach mean? Right, in other words, it really is to a certain degree, it's part and parcel definition of a window. A window is, by definition, Patuach. If it's not Patuach, it's not a window. So there, we don't have anyone relating to it. But in terms of a Delet, what Pasuach means, here we have a Machlokas Rishonim, in terms of and Achronim, in terms of how to understand what is this condition of Petach Patuach when it comes to a door. So I photostated for you the Rashba, in which the Rashba points out that what is the definition of Pasuach? Excellent, right. That the Iker is the door shouldn't be locked, namely that it could be opened at any point. The fact that it could be opened, that itself breaks the concept of Yichud, that there, at any point there could be an entry. Right? That something which is closed and not locked is still defined as Pasuach, that there's a fear, Yarehu Shema Yikanes Acher, that there's always a fear of entrance, as long as something is not locked. Masha'en Ken Rabbi Akiva Eger was very insistent that what? Right? Kenbuch b'shas dafka Pesach pasur shesar rabim ein b'mishim yichud v'ikla medak minei ha-Pesach satum afilu eino no'ul, then that is considered to be yichud. Namely, that pasuach means dafka open as opposed to closed. That we're dealing over here not with a it's not something which is subjective, but it's that which is objective. Right? That's simply a definition of a Pesach, is that it is Pasuach. Just like a Chalon. Definition of a Chalon that is Pasuach, so the definition of a door is that it is Patuach, that it's open. Namely, that basically it's not an issue of someone coming in, but rather an issue of seeing, just like a window. A door is like a big window. And so the door being opened is the equivalent to the window that people see in, that there's no sense of privacy. The Radvaz takes all of this one step further. The Pesach Pasuach is... let's read the Radvaz inside. Okay. Shalti meni odiachad dati binyan hayichud asher eskiru chachamim b'chol makom. Im tzach shiye pesach habayit o acheder sagur o afilu patuach v'pnei shenachom achlokes b'en hachachamim b'zeh Gam ken beyichud oser es isha obala mahageder shel ze ha yichud. Tshuva kvar nishalti yotze baze pamacheres halesi shegeder yichud. Hu shiyu shneihem b'makom echad sheim yirtze livol yireh otam adam. The question is as to whether they can be seen or they can't be seen. And then there are all sorts of factors, namely that Pesach Pasuach is not a question of some objective reality which is going to define Yichud, but is there a fear of being seen? And therefore you can have a door which is totally, totally open, but in this yachta imo ba'afela, but if it's dark inside of the house, so may nafkamina. If you have a window which is an entire wall is one big window, but they're under the bed, there's ein adam roe osam. Ela geder yichud hu she'im yesh edim shero osam. The efshar lo livol shelo yiru osam b'shas maise lo ela velo zulatam. In other words, then hareza yichud. So the Radvaz simply says, don't. It's not a question over here of technically, is the door open? Is it locked? Is it, how large is the window? We simply have to know b'mitzius. Can they be seen, or can they not be seen? And there are many, many factors. Part of the factors is door, window, but there are other factors that one has to take into account as well. What do we paskin, where it's in this area, lehalacha? So the Chazon Ish makes a very, very interesting pshara. He points out, he wants to say that elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim, namely that when we're dealing with a door which is closed but not locked, the machlokas, the Rashba, and Rabbi Akiva Eger, so then we have to look at the mitzius, like the Radvaz said, view it subjectively. If it's serious that someone could come in, namely that we're dealing, let's say, where there are five roommates and the door is closed and not locked, and there's only one roommate in and the others can very well come in, then there's no yichud. If clearly no one is going to walk in, the moment they see the closed door, no one is going to come in, then that is considered to be yichud. When you have a door which is open, and then even though no one is going to come in, that's not yichud objectively. Namely, there chazal were not gozer and iser of yichud. So we have, in other words, that we have an object of yichud and we have a subject of yichud. The object of yichud is a door which is open. A door which is open in an area in which no one is going to come in, but objectively the door is open, that's not yichud. Masha'en came when the door was closed and not locked. There we take into account, will someone come in practically or won't someone come in? Is there going to be a fear or is there not going to be a fear? That's where you have the subjective din of yichud. Yes?
Wait, if the door is open, we know no one's going to come in. So why is it okay?
Because the Gemara says that Pesach Pasuach, Rishu Sarabim, is not yichud. We assume that this is not yichud. That in other words, that this is no difference if they're in the room or they're on a park bench. Namely, that the moment that the door is open, again, we need one more factor, and that is the rishus harabim. We need pesach pasuach rishus harabim. Okay, so maybe let's go to the next third factor and come back. What is rishus harabim? We know in terms of Shabbos, we have all sorts of definitions of 600,000 of. Of sizes of areas, 16 amos. What's Rishus HaRabim over here? Pesach Pasuach, Rishus HaRabim. What do all of the Mefarshim, what phrase do they use? Over Mishavim. Is it a place where people are exist? that there are people who are over Mishavim, who are coming and going. That then, in other words, when you take the pesach, in other words, in terms of Moshe Aaron's Ha'ara, What good will it do when you have a Pesach Pasuach? If you have Ovrim Veshavim and you have a Pesach Pasuach, that is not defined as Yichud. However, you know, it's in a place where there are no Ovrim Veshavim. That could be because of the time of day. It could be because of the nature of the place. You're in Norway, and you know, it's your home is... There's 5 miles between your home and any other home, so even if you leave all the doors open, but there's 5 miles between you and the nearest home, there are no Ovrim Veshavim. And then that would not be considered to be Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so we have then, really, that we have to have a combination of a Pesach, in other words, again, a window or a door, Patuach, and over here we pointed out that we have an object of Patuach, and we have a subject of Patuach. The object of Patuach could be a heter, if it's open to a place of Rishus HaRabim, or the subjective, that it's likely that someone will barge in, even if the door is closed. And all of these are totally on very, very, very many, many factors. Okay, this is what we have in terms of an overview. So, B'li Neder, next time, you know, we'll go through the tshuvas of Rav Moshe in terms of seeing how this comes out halacha lemaisa. The areas that that we left sort of not totally defined are what Michael mentioned today in terms of what's rabin, in terms of isha achas imanoshim harbe, etc. How do we deal with two and two? And then we have all the issues of how does one deal with Pesach Pasuach, how does one deal with a car, how does one deal with a doctor's office in terms of issues of Baal HaBa'ir, how does one deal with an elevator. So, you know, we'll close a week from today. But the yesodos of the sugya, I think that we basically seen. The Seder. Okay, we should offer up. If anyone wants to take matzah, welcome to take.